It's well known that a person's allowed to break Shabbat for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh, but there's a question about to what extent is a person allowed to create a situation where that's going to be necessary? Meaning, are you allowed to do something during the week that's going to lead to a situation of Pikuach Nefesh when it comes to Shabbat? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Mem Chetz If Dalad says that if a person's going to be traveling through the desert, remember in Talmudic times and even in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, that was something which involved breaking Shabbat in order to stay safe. It was a hostile environment. You might have been with a Gentile group that was continuing to travel on Shabbat. You couldn't just stay in the middle of the desert by yourself, hoping to catch everybody else up on Sunday. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're traveling through the desert, you're only allowed to set out on such a journey at the beginning of the week. And this is interesting from two perspectives. On the one hand, it's telling us that you can't put yourself in a situation which is going to necessitate Chilul Shabbat for Pikuach Nefesh. And on the other hand, it's telling us that in actual fact, if it's the beginning of the week, then you can put yourself in such a situation, even though it's going to lead to Chilul Shabbat. So why should it be permissible to put yourself in such a situation of potential or perhaps definite Chilul Shabbat, even at the beginning of the week? And perhaps the reason is because without this, many normal human activities, which are inherently permissible, would become totally impossible, and therefore Chazal never prohibited it. In any event, this is all based on the sugya in the first paragraph of Masechet Shabbat on Daf Yud Tet, and we need to stress two things. Number one, that this issa doesn't apply in the case of Dvar Mitzvah. So if a person's traveling through the desert for the sake of a mitzvah, then they're allowed to set off even if it's Friday afternoon, even though a few hours later they're going to have to break Shabbat for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. What's a Dvar Mitzvah? So obviously if a person had to travel, say, in order to do Brit Milah on their son, that would be Dvar Mitzvah. And presumably also if a person was going to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'Em. And the Shulchan Aruch says that even Ha'olela Eretz Yisrael, person who's going on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, that counts as Dvar Mitzvah, because living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Very interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan says that even if you're intending to be there only temporarily, you can set off on a Friday afternoon. Gam kein have mitzvah liyot ketzat zman be'Eretz Yisrael, because it's a mitzvah even to be a short period of time in Eretz Yisrael, which is a wonderful thing to know, that even if you're going to holiday in Eretz Yisrael for a week or something like that, you're doing a mitzvah. But what else counts as Dvar Mitzvah? So the Rama actually says basically everything, provided it's not just Latayel, provided it's not just for a pleasure trip. If you're going on business, and the Mishnah Berurah says even if it's to make your second million, or to see family, or something like that, then it's all considered as Dvar Mitzvah, and you can set off at the end of the week. The second thing to think about is what exactly is considered the beginning of the week. The Gemara says that you can't set off on a sea journey less than 3 days before Shabbat. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Andalad says that most Achronim hold that means from Wednesday onwards. But he also says that according to the Gra, Wednesday is mutter because the 3 days include Shabbat, so it's only really Thursday and Friday this is or applies. Now, not many of us travel through the Sahara on a regular basis. So from that perspective, these halachot are a bit academic, though they would, of course, be relevant to people who do enjoy adventure holidays or people who are explorers and they spend their time traveling through the Amazon and things like that. And I guess we could also say this applies to somebody who, say, is a press reporter in a war zone. So obviously, such a person, they're not allowed to file reports or take pictures on Shabbat. They're not even allowed to travel on the press coach on Shabbat. But if they were going somewhere on Friday, which could require an emergency evacuation on Shabbat, then seeing as it's for their parnasa, seems that that would actually be mutter. And there's also another practical application of this halacha, which comes up in the poskeis Marnenu, and that applies to scheduling operations in the second half of the week. Obviously, if it's an emergency operation, then there's no question about it. And even if it's just an important operation, then it's not really a question either, because it's no different to Tzarech Mitzvah. But if it's an elective operation, then in Sefer Shemirat Shabbat Kilchata Perek Lamed Bet Sif Lamed Gimel, he says that if possible, such operations should be scheduled for the first half of the week. But there are two qualifications to that. Number one, he brings in a footnote in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that if the relevant surgeon doesn't operate on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, then you can have the operation at the end of the week. And number two, the Sefer Nishmat Avraham, which is an encyclopedic work on halachot of refuah, points out that if we're talking about a big hospital with lots of operations going on, then they can also take place later in the week, because otherwise the queues are just going to get longer and longer, and some people could suffer from the excessive delays. Though, obviously, that's only an issue in Israeli hospitals where the staff are Jewish, in Chutz La'aretz where the staff aren't Jewish, so it's not a question at all. I'd also add that we need to remember that Rav Neuwirth wrote this psak in Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata more than 50 years ago. I'm not sure how relevant it is to modern medicine. Nowadays, if a person has elective surgery on a Wednesday or a Thursday, so very often they're out of hospital before Shabbat, and the likelihood of them requiring Chilul Shabbat because of Pikuach Nefesh, I think, is very, very slim. And even on a Friday, if they're going to be in hospital over Shabbat, often it's very unlikely they're going to need to break Shabbat. And certainly in Chutz La'aretz, where the medical staff are most likely not Jewish, then any melachot are going to be done by Gentiles anyhow, which is a relatively low-level issue when considering a cholah. So I think in practice, we could say that in many cases nowadays, I don't think it is a problem to schedule even non-urgent surgery for the end of the week, because there isn't really a chashash of Chilul Shabbat. A final point just to flag up, which is discussed by the Poskim, but haven't really got time to discuss in detail today, is if a person wrongly puts themselves into a situation where they then have to break Shabbat because of Pikuach Nefesh, so is that Chilul Shabbat permitted? The answer, of course, is yes, because we always need to save a life, but the points raised in the discussion are interesting and maybe the topic for another share. Ad Kat.